Welcome to Turbo Drive Live, only on Sega Sonic Radio, the number one source for Sonic music.
Hey there, guys, and welcome to Turbo Drive Live, episode 67. I'm your host, Turbo. Chilled out, relaxed, and a little peeved. How can I be chilled and relaxed and peeved at the same time? Well, I have a way of doing it, yes. I'm also trying to be quiet as usual, because my little baby nephew is sleeping and he has to get some sleep or else he'll wake up and he'll cry his eyes out and he'll annoy the whole house and it'll be all bad. For me, anyway. But hey. Hello, welcome to episode 67. It's basically gotta be chock-a-block. It's like, I've got a lot of stuff going on this week, and by God do I show it. In my eyes, my attitude, and my plain old thing. But anyway, right. I'm currently downloading stuff. You know. So, many people are requesting music for various things. So yeah. Go on then. But yeah. Yeah, it's like people are requesting this like music and they want to send it through Skype or whatnot. Well, it's better than trying to send it through Rapture out of a music out of a file that has voices of characters at the end of it as well. So yeah. So if you, and it's like what was that? It's, so far, someone's already requested me. Mute City, both Resident SD and Violet and Strongbad wanted me to play that song, but Strongbad has given me a very bad Rapture version of it. However, Resident SD said he might be able to get me a proper track of it, so I said go on then, so he better give it to me quick or else you're not going to play it. So yeah. Anyway, let me go through the skinny, as usual, every week, for I am the Scottish Turbo in the Highlands, in the best place in the world, by which Thrungus thinks is the best place in Scotland. no, it's just great. Right. Right. So anyway, let's get down with the skinny. First, we've got Sonic News Rewind. This time, we actually got some Sonic news. Funnily enough, it's something for a change. Then we've got Turbo's first impressions. Now, this is gonna be laughable. You people are gonna be so, you know, you're gonna be pissing your pants over this Turbo's first impressions. I mean, this is just absolutely God-forsaken things. It's a game I've just recently played and I've just recently completed in less than a day, and it's the easiest game in the world. Well, a shadow of a doubt, it's the easiest game in the world, and I'll be talking about it later on in the show. And of course, we've got your requests. So if you've got any requests, which many people are doing right now, good on you. Then send them in to me. You can either send them to me in through my email address, which is turbo@tfmx.co.uk, and also various other things as well, including my Skype and MSN. So if you got my Skype and MSN addresses or whatever, go ahead, send me your requests. Simple as that. But preferably Sonic music, even though many people are actually requesting Melee music from the Smash Brothers series for some godforsaken reason. I don't know why. Usually Rorai covers that area. I mean, he covers all video game music. Me, I cover a little bit of other video game music. I mean, last week I just played, what was it, stuff from the Orange Box, or mainly Portal anyway. But, and also Guitar Hero 3 and all the games that I pretty much own, which is just bad. But anyway, no, if you want to request them through there, no problem. And if you want to request them through the IRC chat room, which many people are doing just now, go ahead, send them through a private message. Just double click on my name, which is Turbo, a big line in the middle between SSR and Turbo and SSR, which means I'm on SSR right now. Well, not right now if you're listening to the recorded version, of course, if you're, you know, being that stupid. We've got in the IRC chat room tonight, we have Joshu Disperosum, which is Chris, LSNK, Violet, Amideo, probably short for Armadillo, except for no R, and L's. Backtrack, Casper is back, Chibi Goku. That's a new one. Why don't you just call yourself Kid Goku? Make it even more easier. D'Artagnan, Digiroo, which is Hypersonic, which he hasn't responded. DJ Dan D Dyer, Dan Dyer. Basically, it's King DDD in DJ form. Falk, Gerbilsoft, Golden Wonder, Hawks is awake. Wow, that's the first. JJF, Kaz, Kogan, Logo Kaz, Rattleman, Rila, Regal, Resident SD, Ricky, Ritz, Rocopop, Psy Bad Guy, Sky Shark, Strong Bad, and Sunny. Hey, Sunny, number one fan. I know it's like. I know Sunny, like, Sunny's been recently looking at the new Smash Brothers Brawl videos that's on, that's plaguing the YouTube, YouTube constantly. I mean, basically it's just like, you know, I know it's a ever since Brawl got released in Japan, everyone from Japan is, or people who've got an imported copy of the game are constantly putting on YouTube videos and crap ones at that. Some of them are just putting a video recorder in front of their TV and just recording whatever's there. I mean, come on guys, I mean it doesn't take you much to just, like, you know, it doesn't cost too much to get a, you know, proper recording equipment. I mean, come on, jeez, so all you need is a capture card for your computer and you're sorted. Only costs you about like 80 quid or 90 quid or whatever. But, you know, but hey, it's like, put some effort into your things, for crying out loud. But anyway, alright, a lot of people are talking about crap, and it's weird, but yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, whatever. Right. Okay, apparently Strong Bad sent me a proper one, which is good, is it, without the voices at the end, because I don't want to, you know, it's like, because sometimes I just want to leave the song on, and just carry on through, you know, but anyway, that's just me. But anyway, right, I'm downloading that just now. So that's everyone introduced, pretty much. If you've got any, like I said, if you've got any requests, send them in. If you've got anything else, go ahead, blah, 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 bloody blah. Right, so I'll get that saved up, ready to go. when I hit the requests and whatnot. So, in fact, actually, I'll just need to open it and whatnot. But I'm going to prolong this as much as I can. Didn't even know that sounded like Mute City from... is it? Anyway, doesn't matter. Right. Requests. There we go. Popped in there. Radio. Okay. Right, okay. First song for tonight is a song that I've been constantly playing on Guitar Hero 2, Guitar Hero 3 a lot. It's a downloadable song from... which can be downloaded, part of a, I think it's a Warner's playlist track or whatever. It's part of three tracks, and it's actually done by Linkin Park, which is called No More Sorrow. I love this song. I love playing it on guitar. And in fact, this is the song that got me the 500,000 achievement for single career or, you know, quick play, and also the 700,000 achievement points for co-op. The 700,000 point achievement for co-op play as well. So, what a great song it is to me, because it loves me and it gives me achievements. So yeah, and speaking of, and of course I'll be talking more about achievements later in the show, giving you a little hint there. But yeah, here is Linkin Park, No More Sorrow. And then after that we've got the Sonic News in Sonic News Rewind, so stick around to Turbo Drive Live only on Sega Sonic Radio. I'm sexy, baby. Yeah. Apparently I double clicked on stuff that I didn't mean to do, so I kind of like stopped in the middle, so yeah, whatever. Yeah, that happens a lot. Yeah. Basically, I'm just going to continue from where it left off, I think. Yeah, I think this is where it was. Okay, sorry about that. Oh, dear God. Yep, and we're back again, of course, and obviously it's just, it's one of those days. Yes, apparently it's the 2nd of February, so it had to be one of those days. So yeah, welcome to the show, welcome back to the show. It's time for Terrible Drive Live's Sonic News Rewind. Oh yeah, going in a little sexy voice there, and give it to you, man. So yeah, that's what happens when... you know, you have chapped lips and you're trying to do do all your tasks with only a touchpad, and you have no control over it whatsoever, and it suddenly just activates any random crap that happens. So yeah, that's what happens. Right, okay, over to Sonic News Rewind. I believe yes, here we go. Okay, a little more from, what was it? A little more stuff that's what's been happening as such. What was it? Back on the 29th of January, 29th was on a Tuesday. So we'll start from there then. Right, if you people didn't even know, but... After the god-awful amount of Super Smash Bros. Brawl videos that's plaguing YouTube right now, there is the Green Hill Zone level for Sonic the Hedgehog, of course. Woo-hey! Yep, Sonic's Green Hill Zone is in the list of stages in Super Smash Bros. Brawl, so it even gives you a battling arena where Sonic has team advantage and stuff like that. So yeah, also kind of like the mini kind of like Easter eggs in the level, you can actually see in the background, you know where the loop-de-loop is, you can actually see both Tails, Knuckles, and apparently Silver running into it and over it and then, you know, out of the level. So that's their brief little cameo. I don't know why they aren't as assist trophies as such. I wouldn't mind if you know, a Sonic character. I don't even care if it's Amy, for crying out loud. It was like, you know, As an assist trophy, please. Any, you know, just one assist trophy from the Sonic universe. Any of them, any at all. You know, is it wouldn't hurt at all. Anyone? No. But anyway, no. We just get like a little cameo from those guys there. So lucky them. All right. Moving on. Sonic the Hedgehog has made his second I cameo appearance. Now I say second, kinda, because you'll probably wonder why. Sonic, well, although many people are classing this as his first cameo spoof in The Simpsons. Now, obviously, there was an episode where it was like, called Marge Be Not Proud, and it was kind of like Sonic, only colored green, but it had that kind of like hyperactive, characteristic to it. So everyone was saying, oh, that's like a cameo of Sonic. Yeah, but apparently not many people, actually count that. Apparently, you know. So apparently they're not counting that. Oh wait, okay then. No, actually it is true, actually. So yeah, I apparently many people, for some reason many people were kind of like thinking of that first cameo as Sonic was a green hedgehog but not blue, but no, he was blue. I remember it now, yes. So yeah. Right, but no, this is Sonic's second cameo in The Simpsons, and it's pretty funny, actually. It's in one of The Simpsons new episodes. It's That's That 90s Show, and basically Homer and Marge are talking about, you know, sex before marriage or stuff like that, and Homer goes, it's like, yeah, we should, take lessons to our, you know, 90s icons or celebrity icons or something like that. And he waves his hand to a billboard which says, Sonic the Hedgehog says, wait until marriage. And he has like a very crudely drawn Sonic and Amy, Sonic with a gold ring, of course, and he's on one knee, which got many of the Sonic and Sonic X Amy fans going nuts, thinking, oh my god, that's so cute, that's so cute. But no. So, I mean, there were, like, but then you have, like, the picky Sonic fans going, wait one second, that's a crudely done Sonic, and say, look at his trainers are all wrong. Those are Tails' trainers, not Sonic's, you stupid muffers. And they got, and they don't have the right colored eyes and whatnot. Ugh. And it uses Amy's, you know, dress from Sonic Adventure, which only happened until 1999. This is supposed to be based in 1993 or something like that, or something stupid. But no. I'm not one of those people. I'm just one of those people who just kind of went, good, Sonic's in a cameo in The Simpsons, fair enough. So yeah, that was Sonic's big break in TV media today, or this week. Right, our beloved T-Bird is doing his reporting yet again. Thank you very much, T-Bird. This time for Crush 40 getting their official MySpace page. Yes, the famous band who've just released the new True Blue album, Jun Sonon, who's part of Crush 40, released the True Blue, Best of Sonic soundtrack album thing, and it featured a couple of Crush 40 exclusive tracks on it, now they've got their own MySpace page up and running, so yeah, it's cool that they're up and running. And also, T-Bird's just going on and talking about Jun Sonon's fan site as well. So yeah, check them out. If you don't know where all these links are, go to www.sonicstadium.org/sonicnews. All the articles right there. It's no problem whatsoever. And last but not least, more screenshots of Sega Superstar Tennis has been revealed, including images of Super Shadow, which is kind of weird. So I'm guessing it's like some of the characters will have super, like, you know, kind of like finishing moves as such as whatnot. Or like special characters. So Super Shadow might be one of them. Super Sonic might be another one as well. Yeah, and various other characters were announced as well. So yeah, cool. The game's coming out on the Xbox 360, PS3, Wii, and PS2. So look out for Sega Superstars coming out soon. And it's getting near to completion, so hopefully it will be out by the summertime, hopefully. Maybe, you never know. But anyway, that is the Sonic news for today. Thanks very much. We've got to check our listener account, see how many people are listening. We had 22 to start off with, roughly. And oh my god, we had 29 listeners listening in to my crap show. Thanks very much. That's what happens when you have a weekend show. To, you know, entertain you people, you know. It's just absolutely amazing. Yes. So, let's see what's going on in the IRC chat room tonight. We've got Thrungus has entered the building. Yes, he has entered the building and he has done his things. So, yes, it has happened. Okay. Various people were requesting songs as well, so yep. Cool. Right. So apparently Thrungus had his nickname as Thrungus BP. Apparently he was at a filling station while listening to the show. That would be great. See, he was at the BP filling station. Getting some snacks. And some juice. And some diesel for his car, which he doesn't own. Right. So, yeah. Cool. Cool. Yeah. Right, and a lot of other people going on. Saying, whatnot. So, yeah. Right, a lot more requests coming in. Thank you very much. So, yep. Cool. Right. Cool. Right. A lot of people were talking about Wii's, and more Wii's, and saying, if you're talking about Wii's, go to the toilet, for fuck's sake. You know, Jesus Christ, I mean, come on. Dear God. It's like, the amount of you people should actually, you know, go to the toilet if you're going to be talking about the Wii. Or Wii's. So, yeah. Yeah. Now, before I go into Turbo's first impressions tonight, I want to... It's time for a little rant. Yes, Turbo is about to go all ranty and about to go ape shit on your asses. Basically, I'm gonna build up all the anger that I had in my soul tonight, and I'm gonna explode into a million pieces. So yeah. Oh, before I do that, apparently Violet has asked me who your favorite character was in Melee. Very good. I would actually have to go for Roy. Roy from Fire Emblem. Yes, Roy was my favorite character in Melee because he had a sword and he had control over fire. Simple. It was cool. It was like, It's like he had a big, it's like he had a sword and he had the power of fire. Enough taken. There we go. So, yep. Sonny, I think that rumor is probably incorrect. I mean, Sonny's just saying, hey Turbo, did you hear Sega's changing voice actors again, including Japan, which it would be absolutely crap, actually. If they did replace the Japanese voice actors, that would be one bit hell of a layoff, because the Japanese voice actors have been doing it for over 10 years. Okay, maybe not over 10 years, but maybe it's like about, like, okay, over 8 years. It's like 8 years for crying out loud. 8 years! Jesus Christ, that's like the longest running of a voice actor for, like, the longest running of, Japanese voices for Sonic the Hedgehog. I mean, come on, Jesus. It's like, there has been different voice actors in the coming years, but yeah, I mean, Sonic Adventure was actually made in 1999, actually, not 1997. Yes. So anyway, for the Japanese voice actors, they haven't changed since Sonic Adventure, so they are pretty much the longest running. Whatever. Cool. So, yeah, Gerbilsoft's probably got it right, actually. It's like 1998 in Japan, 1999 in the US, and 1999 in the UK. Yeah, roughly. Yeah, I would think so. But, yeah. Still, you know, so longest running Japanese voice actors for Sonic the Hedgehog is pretty damn good, I may say so. So my rant was about people who come into game stores, people who come into a generic game store, coming into the generic game store and coming in and saying something like this: do you have any Nintendos in? Now, think to yourself. When someone says, do you have a Nintendo in? What does that imply? What does that imply in your head? What does that, you know, think? What do you think? It's like, what do you think people mean by a Nintendo? Well, it could mean anything. It could mean anything. It could be anything made by Nintendo. It could be the Nintendo Entertainment System. It could be the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. It could be the Nintendo Game Boy. It could be the Nintendo Game Boy Color. It could be the Nintendo Virtual Boy. It could be the Nintendo Game Boy Pocket. It could be the Nintendo Game Boy Advance. It could be the Nintendo Nintendo 64. It could be the Nintendo GameCube. It could be the Nintendo Game Boy Advance SP. It could be the Nintendo Game Boy Advance Micro. It could be the Nintendo Wii. It could be the Nintendo DS. It could be the Nintendo DS Lite. The list goes on. Why do people do not comprehend the name Nintendo? Nintendo could mean anything. I mean, Nintendo, it's like, when you say, I would like to buy a Nintendo, that means fuck all to me. That's what really, 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 really pisses me off. I mean, honestly, I mean, it's like, I've had so many elderly people come up to me saying, just Nintendo. They don't specify what they mean, and I get really pissed off. I mean, Capester puts it in great things. I mean, it's like, if a lot of people, if it's like back in the day, what would happen if a person just said, oh, do you have any Segas in store? Or do you have any Sonys in store? Or do you have any Microsofts in store? Or do you have any, you know, Philips in store? Or do you have anything to say? Oh, dear God. I mean, I hate people like that. I hate people who think they know what they're talking about, but they, in reality, they know fuck all. That is simple. I mean, come on, it's like, I feel sorry for the people who work at GameStation, which is, of course, the generic game store's acquisition as such. You're probably wondering, what the fuck are happening to them? They do the older consoles. They do the NES, they do the Super Nintendo, they do all those older consoles, like the old Game Boys and whatnot. If you had someone pop into there and just say, oh, I would like a Nintendo today, that could mean fucking everything. It could mean anything in the fucking library that is Nintendo. I mean, come on. But people should finish their sentences in what they want. I mean, it just really pisses me off. And people constantly asking the same fucking question over and over and over and over and over again. Constantly going up to me saying, do you have any Wiis in store? Can I have a Wii? It's like, all that crap. Do you have any DSs? Do you have a DS Lite? Do you have a DS? And the list of questions that annoy me just go on. It just continues. It's non-fucking-stop. So, yeah. That's obviously, if this was me going all out, if my nephew was not here, I would be up and down this rant constantly. I would be shouting in the microphone. I would be hurled words into the microphone so much that it would be, I need a plunger to plunge out all the other crap words that I'm using and then fill it up with even more bad language and whatnot. God, I know, you know, a lot of people are talking to me and saying, like, you know, you're doing an angry video game nerd, aren't you? Well, you know, I like what James Rolfe says. You know, it's like he is flattered that there's angry video game nerd clones out there, and I use the, you know, term clones as in, you know, put them in comment, you know, like quote markers. But you know, basically, this is me normal. This is me normally pissed off at little things like this. This is me being normal. This is me being me. And I seriously get pissed off at things like that. So, I've tried to make it a unwritten rule that no one, if any person comes into my generic game store and tries to say anything like that ever again, and just simply say, do you have any Nintendos in store, I will swear to God, I'll get security and tell them to get them the hell out of here. Simple as that. I get pissed off at something like that. It just absolutely annoys the fucking piss out of me. It just annoys me. Totally annoys me. So yeah, things like that totally piss me off. Constantly. Yeah. So a lot of people are kind of like thinking to themselves, it's like, you know, thinking, oh, he's gone mad. He's a nutter. But I'm putting down a very valid point. People who think they know what they're talking about should not open their fucking mouths. Ever. When they should, you know, totally stop saying, you know,
not they should finish their sentences, not end them at a word that could be open to anything. That's simple. So yeah. So yeah. That's what's been grinding my gears this week, is the little things like that. And say, so people should, you know, understand why you shouldn't just say Nintendo or Sega or Microsoft or Sony or whatever this day and age. I mean, hell, you wouldn't go into a fucking Curry's or a Comet and say, oh, I'm looking for a Philips today. That could mean anything. That could be any electrical appliance with the name Philips in it. People are idiots sometimes. If people keep on using, terms like that, it's like, especially elderly people, and it's like, especially elderly people have that problem. Especially elderly people, and they're supposed to be the people who, you know, are supposed to have wisdom and supposed to have great grammar in their, you know, language. But apparently, for some reason, in the video gaming world, they have fuck y'all. They just take their grammar and shove it up my ass. Seriously, they go as far as that. I mean, come on, it just annoys the hell out of me. I'm supposed to have the point of where I'm supposed to respect our elders and whatnot, but if they disrespect, try to be absolutely retards in front of me, and I try to tell them that they're incorrect and they're trying to prove me wrong, then I'm seriously just gonna get pissed off, and all hell's gonna break loose. You know, so yeah, simple things. So yeah, whatever. Disregard that grammar in the ass comment. It's like that was just a random thing there. So you can disregard that. But you get my drift. I mean, it's just absolutely annoying. And it's like. So, yeah, you just have to, you know, get into the point where it's like, people should, you know, learn. Yes. People who have, you know, people, if they want to know about these things, they have to do a little research of their own. Not go into a store and think they know everything. You know, it's like, many people are using very funny things like, guy walks into the store, walks into a music store and says, can I buy a CD? Yeah, aye, that's totally funny. Yeah, totally funny. Yep. So, yeah. Anyway, so that's one of my rants done for tonight. I have another one later on tonight. This time, a little personal this time around. In what actually happened to me earlier this week, and I'll be telling you what's happened, you thought the customers coming in and just saying Nintendo was bad enough. Wait until you listen to the rest of what the crap I've been doing this week. But anyway. Besides that, we've got Turbo's First Impressions coming up next. And up next for a musical break, we have the multiplayer menu theme from Sonic Riders Zero Gravity, which apparently has gotten very, very, very bad reviews. Not enough to make it an average game, sadly. So, yeah, I think I might have to actually wait for Thrungus's queue to see if Sega's PR department will send a copy of Sonic Riders Zero Gravity this time. I think I'll wait. Yeah, I'll wait. Okay. So anyway, it's like, Violet, okay then, could you shut up? And your request is going to be played in the request section. It's like, the requests section. That's why you requested it. And it's like, request. You know, request. Request. Yes, request section. Yes. So, request. Requests. Okay. Now, chill. 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 Okay, here's the multiplayer menu music from Sonic Rush, Sonic Riders Zero Gravity. And see you on the other side for Turbo's First Impressions, only on Sega Sonic Radio, only on Turbo Drive Live. Yeah! Where I am the boss. Well, really, no, I'm not the boss. Rory is the boss. He's the big man. He's the big man. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Enjoy the song.
Turbo's First Impressions.
Hello and welcome back. It's time for Turbo's First Impressions. Now this has got to be a laugh. Yeah, Turbo's First Impressions is the most laughable review in the history of reviewing. Yes, yeah. Basically, this game that I have, it's a game that I got earlier this week. And I completed it in a day, and I got it, and it's a 360 game, and I got all 1,000 gamer score in about 60 seconds. Oh yes. It pains to say me, but it is none other than Avatar, The Legend of Aang, or The Last Airbender, as it's known in the States for some weird, bizarre reason, The Burning Earth. Yes. Wow. This game is the most easiest game in the entire planet. And I spent 15 quid on this. What a waste. What a waste of money. I mean, basically, you know, this, I'm gonna say, basically, I saw this game being sold for about 35 quid in HMV, which is an absolute rip-off. This game shouldn't cost any more than, you know, 20 quid, but I bought it for 15 quid, and funnily enough, staff discount, baby, staff discount, you know. So I do work in a generic game shop, so yeah. But yeah, this game should, you know, really, oh dear God, I mean, well, you see, the problem with me is this, if I knew about this, from a very reliable source, which was Resident SD, of course, and I was very, 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 very tempted of getting the most easiest 1,000 gamer score on retail games to date. And apparently, with myself, there is no places where I live that has this game on on rental ever. So, yeah. Basically, I never had. There's no rental stores that actually, you know, rent games that often. I mean, there are a handful, but really, I don't have the time to find them and, you know, try to get the actual game. So I just bought the game for shits and giggles. Now, when I got the 1,000 gamer score, which you could do in about like 60 seconds or something shit like that. I mean, God's sakes, it's like, you know. Well, you see, Capester says Blockbusters rent it. Yeah, but where's a Blockbusters in my area? That's the only problem. Blockbusters is in the middle, is in a part of the town that's nowhere near where I actually live. So really, there's no point of going to a place that I can't get back to in a very decent amount of time. So yeah, that's what happens. For me not thinking. This is me not thinking. This is me on an impulse for getting a better game score. And, you know, this is just me being an absolute idiot. Right. Now, the reason why I'm saying it's so fast is that the AI and the difficulty level on this game is very pretty easy. I mean, the majority of the levels are easy. And, you know, that's the most embarrassing thing about it. It's so easy, even an infant child can probably complete this game. Probably, anyway. I mean, the only difficult factors are the bosses, which you, where you do have to actually think on your feet to, you know, you know, actually complete it. You know, it's like to defeat it in a way that you can to evade the attack and then attack. But most of the time, you just basically, you know, just button bash. You just button bash all the time, and it's like, But yeah, with, you know. Yeah, so, yeah, this was just basically, I was just basically getting the 1,000 game score on this, which is 1,000 achievement points, and it's separated through 5 achievements, and they're all basically the same achievement. Basically, the first one, basically it's all about combos. Basically getting as many hits as possible. So the first one's about 10 hits, the second one's 20 hits, third one's 30 hits, fourth one's 40 hits, and the fifth one's 50 hits. Simple. It's that bloody simple. You can actually get it in the first level of the game. Just basically, there's a video on YouTube, Resident SDs put it onto the internet just now. And basically, all you do is go, once the level starts, just go to the left of the screen and then constantly press the B button. That's all you have to do. And then once you complete that segment, wait for the in-game cutscene, which is pretty naff, if you may say so. Wait for that, go back to the place you were before the cutscene started, and keep pressing the A button, keep pressing it, compressing it, until you've got all the achievement points, and basically get 50 hits, and that's you done. It's over. Yep. And that's you got 1,000 gamer score. Just like the umpteen thousand people in the UK and the world and worldwide have done themselves. Yeah, I don't even know one person, not one person on this world who actually has this game and doesn't have 1,000 gamer score on it. If they do, they are very, very weak. Very weak indeed. I mean, heck, I went through the game entirely. I went from beginning to end to see how this game is like. And basically, you can still get the 1,000 gamer score later on in the game, even if you do suck and you didn't know that trick. Simple as that. So there you go. Point taken. This game will give you a bigger E penis on Xbox Live, definitely. But besides the whole gamer score thing, what about the actual game itself? Is it worth it? Survey says, fuck no. No. It isn't worth it at all. I mean, yeah, I'm a fan of the series. I'm a fan of the Avatar series itself. And I've watched most of the episodes. I haven't watched them back to back, being that I don't watch a lot of TV anymore, namely because my Sky's been hogged by my parents. Simple as that. And I try to follow the series because I actually like the artistic feel of the series, and also the kind of like concept to it. But the game just sucks balls. It just sucks balls. I mean, they put a lot of production into actual cutscenes. You know, they try to make it a cartoon feel. You know. They make it a cartoon field way and whatnot, and basically you just get on through there. But the production value for this game was terribly low. I mean, they had like cutscenes where the characters interacted with each other. They're actually speaking. They're moving their mouths. And then suddenly, they go into other cutscenes, like in-level cutscenes. Their mouths don't even move. They have no facial movement in their face. It's like they did a half-assed job at doing cutscenes. Things like, oh yeah, we'll do high profit, kind of like production values for these cutscenes. But what about these cutscenes? Ah, forget it. We don't have enough money for doing that. Let's just forget about those and just carry on. It's point. This game is pointless. The main levels of it is basically going around doing several tasks. You actually get control of two characters. If you're playing it by yourself, you get control of two characters. There is a two-player mode, but the only problem is, the only thing that lacks in this game is that it doesn't have online co-op, which is kind of bad, because that would have worked. That would have, you know, bumped it up a couple of notches, but being that this was a very, very rushed game, it was so rushed, in fact, I think they were just trying to get it out as fast as they can before the third book of the series got out, which apparently they failed at. So yeah, and of course, being that it's supposed to be, you know, tied in with the actual series itself and actually tell of the book Earth, book 2 Earth, which is the second season as such of the series, it doesn't follow it line by line. It actually follows it on a strong rope, but weaves away from it. Being that, the ending is complete bullshit. In fact, they actually switch two segments of the storyline from the TV series, swap them over, which is absolutely terrible. So, as Thrungus is going off, so bye-bye the Thrungus. He's off, and he's going to listen to the show later on, hopefully. When he downloads this. Yeah, so bye-bye Thrungus. Overall, my impressions of this game is very, very poor. This game, basically, if you do find it and it's in a rental shop and you can rent it, no problem, then rent it, get the 1000 gamer score, and give it back ASAP. Simple. As for looking at around in an actual game store or, you know, game station store, don't touch it. I swear to God. Unless it's like a fiver or £4 or £3, yeah, get it. But if it's anything higher than that, don't get it. It's not worth it. It's not worth getting 1000 gamer score for, you know, even for my value. My value is, it's like for £15, it's just terrible. It's like I shouldn't have subjected myself to this. But it happens. Yeah. So Avatar: The Legend of Aang, or The Last Airbender, The Burning Earth. My overall impressions is basically, if you want to get the 1000 gamer score, rent it. Don't buy it. If you just don't like this kind of game, button bashing, pointless AI, the AI sucks balls in this game, then don't get this. It's not worth it. It's absolutely 100% not worth it. And that's me. That's me. For Turbo's first impressions, that's it. I love the series, I love the animation series, but I hate, I just hate that game. It's just, it dishonors it. It's like, you dishonor my, you know, gaming skills and my avatar liking skills. You disrespect me. You should be burned in hell. Ah. Oh. As I move my mouth in no rhythm whatsoever. So, yeah. Okay. Right. What was it? Now that that's over, it's time for the requests that you've been sending in. And I'm going to be playing the first request, which of course was requested by Violet and pretty much every single other person in the IRC chat room. It's Mute City. Right, so I'm going to be doing this very quickly. We've got about 25 listeners, so hello. I don't know why it went from 29 to 22 when I started my rants. So apparently a lot of people hate my rants. I don't know why, but they hate them. And they don't have the balls to come to me and say, "Oi, you, stop ranting, play some Sonic shows, songs, even, you know." So, get on with it. But anyway. Here is Mute City. Now, this was given to me by Strongbad, so if Strongbad's giving me the wrong one, just kill him, okay? Don't kill me, kill him. So anyway, here's Mute City. Enjoy, and after that we've got from Sonic Advance 3, is Chaos Angel, Act 1, and then after that we've got the Crush 40 version of Seven Rings in Hand, rock on, and then after that we've got the Wicked Wild. So if you get any more requests after that, send them in, I'll pop them into the list, okay? Here is Mute City, enjoy! Yeah, apparently it's Mute City from Brawl, Strongbad says. So, Violet, you can kill him now. Because I'm so nice to you people, here's the melee version of Mootsie.
Thank you.
Alright, dudes, I'm back again. Now, I was talking about earlier, I was having a lot of crap this week, and I've already done a rant about people who should not just say Nintendo when they're asking for something in store, they should say the full title. But, now, this week was still even bad. It was very bad indeed. In fact, I was actually physically provoked this week. Yes, I was. Apparently, someone who's supposedly friend to myself and everyone else in the generic game store that we work in. Apparently, this guy works in a coffee shop downstairs, and every time he comes up here, and he has a little banter and whatnot, but sometimes he just takes it a little too far. Yeah. This week was no exception. Basically, what he did was basically grab me in a very, arm over the shoulder kind of situation. Actually had his arm around my neck, had him close to me. Actually, he physically held me, and he proceeded to get out a pen, which didn't have any ink on it, and actually just rub it on the top of my lip. Yeah, that's physical assault there. And I was an inch away from blowing a gasket. I was trying so hard, I had a lot, and I mean a lot of patience on my hands. Because that was during a time where I was not meant to be, in that situation. I was supposed to be, at home or something like that. In fact, actually, I was doing a whole day shift, it's like I wasn't meant to be covering a day shift this week, but it was just out of the blue, which is normal in my job. Things do just tend to come out of the blue most of the time, so, yeah. And that's not the first time he's actually done something like this. Oh, no. He's done this once already. In fact, he actually did this, he did something similar about 2 years ago, maybe a year ago, I'm not sure, I can't really remember heavily, but at one point when I was working at the generic game store's Debenhams branch, when it was still around, he actually snuck up behind me, grabbed me in a headlock, and preferred to give me a noogie. And obviously, I was very, pissed off at that. I actually, did go, "Oi, what the hell?" and turn around, and I found out it was him. Now, this is his second strike. Basically, this is the third strike, you're out rule. If he does it again, I swear to God, as God is my witness, as you people, my listeners, are my witness, I swear to God, I will get police on him so far up his ass that I will, I will sue him for every penny he's worth. I am that serious. I am that getting pissed off at that. Because it is not acceptable behavior of a human being. He may be thinking, "Oh, it's just a joke of that," but no. No. This has gone beyond a joke. This is like, the point in where I draw the line. It's like basically, my colleagues were looking over this as well. They were looking, they were looking at this, and they're just as shocked as I was that I was actually able to have enough restraint from not beating the living crap out of him for, teasing me in this sort of fashion, which is just, that's what I'm seeing it as here. I'm seeing it as a teasing kind of like situation where he's actually, you know, he's trying to make a joke and a laugh and whatnot, because he's actually laughing at the fact, but it gets to the point where I can only withstand whatsoever. I mean, I have autism and it heightens my emotions, especially my anger, and you people know that. You know fine that I have a very explosive anger, and I have, you know, a lot of pent-up rage about even the slightest things. Like what you just heard earlier on in the show about my little rant about that Nintendo thing that I was talking about. That is me. That's my personality, and that's, you know, part of who I am, and that's, you know, obviously the autism is part of who I am as well, and that just, you know, goes along for the ride. But I was very, very, very good. I was very good to control my emotions, to control my anger, and not beat the living crap out of him. But he does do it one more time. I swear to God that he is getting it. He will not live the day that he, you know, got me, you know, on the wrong side, you know, because on occasions I've had a few laughs with him, it's fine, but when he gets physical with me, that's where I draw the line. That's where I bloody draw the line, because he's no friend of mine. I don't class him as my friend. It's the same for people who are online and chatting to me and thinking they're my friend. Half of the time, yes. But the other half, when they're constantly bugging me and constantly talking all this crap into my ear, that's when it gets to the point where, no, you're not my friend. You're just an annoying little wanker. There we go. So that's it. Basically, that's another bad situation of what happened to me this week. It's things like that that really, really, really get under my skin, you know. And me, I would have like kept it under the rug and keep it there until it builds up and builds up and builds up, and then suddenly it just like you step on it, and then it just like bursts into a cloud of dust of rage and anger, you know, and it's like. And whatnot, and so yeah, Sonny's just saying there, yeah, I'm your friend, Turbo, which is good, you know, because Sonny is one of those people who is my friend, doesn't talk to me a lot, which is okay, but she admits I'm her friend, and she, you know, I'm her friend, and she's my friend, because we're mutual friends, we coexist with each other, whereas other people on the internet, they don't respect the fact, that, you know, they kind of like, you know, do that. Oh yeah, and Sonny's my number one fan as well, you know, which is even better. You know, it's like, Sonny is a number one fan. And I like to keep it that way. Whereas other people become a number one fan and then try to invade my personal life and also invade my time as such. Yeah, invade my time constantly. I'm not pointing any fingers or anything now, anyway. But I was pointing a lot of fingers back in the day. But I'm not gonna point my finger at those people anymore because I'm getting sick and tired of mentioning them, and they get sick and tired of me mentioning them anyway and saying bad things about them. So I'm just gonna shut my mouth and end it there. But that's basically, you know, me. So if you get on my bad side, you'll find out one way or another. Oh yes, you've been warned, people. You have been warned. So anyway, besides that, other things that's happened to me, and in fact actually today was just a fantastic way of ending the week. Apparently a guy came into my generic game store and it was a busy day, there was a queued up line, and, you know, whatnot. A lot of people being, you know, rude people, as normal, cutting the line, coming in, saying, excuse me, could you answer me this one question? You know, stuff like that, and whatever. Basically, you know, something like that. It's like, you know, it's excusable, because, you know, they say excuse me, and, you know, they get the answer, and then they fuck off, you know, simple as that. But no, this guy cuts through the line. He says, excuse me, but are you the only two people working just now, because it's just myself and another person working at the tills, and there's no one else in the area that's working just at the moment. Or they're in the stock room, you know, doing something else. Basically, it's like, you know, it gets very bad, you know. And I'm basically saying, yeah, sadly, we are. We are the only people who are working just now. And I say, well, I'm not going to wait in this line for any longer. I'm gonna go and do something else. And I'm thinking, okay, did I really need to know that? And then when it finally calms down a bit, I'm gonna say, and, you know, and I do certain things, like, you know, checking. It's like, a person came in with about like 50 games to trade in. I mean, come on. And it's like, yeah, that's gonna take forever. I know that. But you don't have to get angsty. And it's like, people these days need to have a little more patience. Yes, I do have an inflamed, you know, attitude sometimes. And sometimes I am impatient sometimes. But most of the time, I have to be patient for things. I mean, I am patient for games to be released. I'm patient for in lines. If it's a long line, I'm patient. I try to be patient. I don't if I do get a little impatient, I tap my leg, or, you know, clap with my hands or something like that. Something to keep me occupied. But I never go out of a line and just go and say, excuse me, are you going to be any long? Because I've been in the line for ages and ages and ages, and I just want a question to be answered, and, you know, I'll be on my merry way, thank you very much. But no, I'm not like that. But some other people who absolutely have no, you know, kind of like, don't have any patience whatsoever, you know, is just absolutely terrible. I mean, with this guy, he actually came back later in the day, just as I was about to finish my shift, and it was getting a little quieter. There wasn't any line or whatnot. He comes in. He doesn't come to me, though. He goes up to my one of my work colleagues, who's actually in charge in the shop for the day. And he goes on and saying, oh, I would like to make a complaint about about the time it takes for me to get to get to you people, and, you know, get me to answer, get you to answer my question. And I'm thinking to myself, what an absolute tosser. This guy is an absolute toss. He's complaining about something that has no control. You know, it's a natural thing. It's like, lines are natural. I think it's like, lines are not predetermined. It happens. It's not something that we can, you know, sort through in an instant. It happens. I mean, people have no patience. And this guy is like, all he wanted to know is that if we had the PS3 eye camera in stock, and over here in the UK, they're not even released solely yet. You can get the camera with Eye of Judgment, but you can't get the camera on its own. And he said that you can, you know, the camera has been has been released for since the past year, yes, for Eye of Judgment, but not on its own. And then he said it was released last month even. And no, that's incorrect. It's not released over here yet on its own. So this guy is being an absolute tosser. He even goes on to complain even more about the games that he's been ordering online and he's been waiting for long enough. He uses two very bad examples. One was Army of Two. Army of Two, yes, he said he pre-ordered it and he hasn't gotten it yet, due to the fact that it's been delayed countless and countless of times. This guy has no fucking patience. He uses a bad example of a game that he's pre-ordered and bought from our online site, and he's complaining about it because he hasn't gotten it yet, due to the fact that the game isn't even fucking released yet, and it has been delayed countless and countless of times, and he can't take that fact. It's that stupid. He continues on going on about other games that he's pre-ordered, but have been delayed constantly as well, and he just keeps on mouthing off, being an absolute tosser, and doesn't know anything. He doesn't do any research whatsoever. Me, as a gamer, he says he's a loyal customer of game, and whatnot. He also goes on complaining about the online store and how it should be connected with the retailing store. They're two different departments. The retail part, the retail shops don't, they don't have any contact with the online shop whatsoever. There's no contact at all. So, it's basically he's totally talking shit out of his ass. Basically, he's just shitting out of his ass. It's all full of peanut butter and corn and whatnot, but has no solid consistency in the whole in his complaint. It has no consistency, and he's just ranting over fuck all. Basically, all because he's been waiting in the line for I don't know how many minutes he's been waiting for, but basically all that crap he was talking about was basically because he was just waiting in the line, because he had no patience, and that really pisses me off. It's things like people like that should learn to control themselves. Me, I obviously control myself as much as I can, and then I release it in a way of a way that I can actually just express it either to myself, which I can most of the time, or express it in a situation where anyone can actually hear my view out and get the gist of what the fuck's going on and agree or disagree to it, which of course is this show. So basically, thank you for listening to my utter bullcrap. Because this is what it is. It's just utter bull crap. So, there you go. So, anyway. Sorry about the little disgusting moment about the how to describe the situation. The explanations this guy was talking about. I'm sorry about that. It was pretty disgusting. But hey, I had to describe it in one way or another, and it's like, it could have been worse, but hey. I think we should go back to the music, shall we? Yes, I think so, because I think a lot of you are thinking, yep, he's a nutter, he should be taken off the airs right now. He should be taken off the air. Yep, he should be removed, he should be fired. You know, he should be, he should be, he should be destroyed. But anyway, speaking of my rants and my unhappiness, here is a theme, a song from Sonic Adventure 2. It's called Mr. Unsmiley, and it's the song for Skyrail, which is Shadow's song in Sonic Adventure 2. So there you go. Enjoy the song, and I've got a couple of other songs being played after that. We've got Knights of Cydonia, done by Muse after that. Then we've got Final Chase, and then to finish us off, we've got Seven Rings in Hand, the original Seven Rings in Hand. So enjoy. I'll be back in a minute. I'll be back whenever I feel like it. Yeah. Okay.
to make things right. You and I must fight for our rights. You and I must fight to survive. No one's gonna take me alive. The time has come to make things right. You and I must fight for our rights. You and I must fight to survive.
There we go. That was Final Chase. Noel, it's come to the end of the show. I should be get going. But before I do that, I'll be playing the final song that's going to be on today for tonight's show, which is the original Seven Rings in Hand performed by Rumble Bee. So I'll be playing that just as I get up the list of programs that are going to be coming out up this week, this following week, for you listeners to enjoy and possibly tune in for as well, including the Sonic Hour on the Sunday at 6 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. These are all Greenwich Mean Time times, so be sure to check up your own time zones, okay? So we've got the Sonic Hour with Dreadnux and Rorai Black on Sunday, this Sunday for at 6 p.m. Then we have Speednux Pie at on Monday at 7 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Then the Raccoon Zone with Rory the Raccoon, the head of SSR, at 8 p.m. on Wednesday. Then we've got the Tiger's Eye with Rorai Black himself on the Friday at 8 p.m. And then you've got myself right back on the Saturday at 11 p.m. So Greenwich Mean Time. So be sure to tune in again next Saturday. Speednux Pie is actually hosted by Speednux, who is one of the new DJs at SSR, who's apparently making a good name for himself already. So big up on Speednux there. So yep. As for the other DJs, which is Darknose, apparently for some reason he can't put his show on the schedule, which is strange, and neither can Iceman either with the Cold Hard Facts. So if they're not on the schedule, then they're not up for the they're not up for that week. Simple as that. Rory has talked about this, and apparently those two have not listened. Yep, they haven't listened. They should get their acts together, or else I don't know what will happen. I mean, just, you know. So yeah. Anyway, so I'm gonna end the show and say thanks very much for everyone who's listened for today's for tonight's show, including most of the people who are in the IRC chat room, including Dysprosium, who is Chris, Ellison K, Rory, himself, Violet, Amedio, Anti-Porcupine, who's in hugs right now, Backtrack, Chibi Goku, D'Artagnan, Gerbilsoft, Hawks, JJF, Kaz, Colgan, MK, Rila, Regal, Resident SD, Ricky, Ritz, Rokopop, Cybad Guy, Sky Shark, Strong Bad, and my number one fan, Sunny. Thanks very much. That is me. Here is Rumble B for to play us out tonight's episode of the Turbo Drive Live. Thanks very much for listening. Catch you all next week. Same time, same place, only on Sega Sonic Radio. Thanks very much. Good night. Oh, and I apologize for all the rants that I did in tonight's show. I'm sorry for being a dick. Yeah. For annoying all of you. Yeah. That's what I did. Yep. That's me, Turbo, annoying you. Yeah, always. Right. Enjoy Rumble B with Seven Rings in Hand. Thank you very much. See you next week. Bye-bye.
all just means. If all as is, then it never is is. Fact to fact, make real of all that seems. Make real of all that seems.
Listening. Tune in next week for more Turbo Drive Live, only on Sega Sonic Radio, the number one source for Sonic music. See you later!